Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have our African brother in the building.
What's up, you mother sucker?
Hey, mother sucker.
Michael Bison, what's up, sir?
I'm good. You know, it's a pleasure to be back, man. Things have changed.
Michael Blackson saw
me.
I didn't even recognize you.
I didn't recognize you, man. I didn't. Last time I was here, we was the same complexion,
yes,
man.
Yes, you guys God were.
Nobody is black as you.
Y'all were the same complexion.
Y'all sure were.
That is a damn lie. Ain't nobody is man. Or ever been as black as you.
I can't, man. You don't Michael Jackson on me, man. It's all good.
It ain't that terrible.
No, it's all good, man.
I just scraped the toast a little bit. That's all.
I mean, what was yours, like, because people, you had a, is it a, like a skin disorder or something?
Skin discoloration.
Oh, okay.
As Marlon Wayans said, I was 50 shades of black. And then one time he told me I looked like a Rottweiler in the face because I was black and brown.
And now you're just?
Just brown.
Beige.
Taupe.
Scrape the toast off.
Now, Michael Blackson was actually out in the Dominican Republic Memorial Weekend when I was out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I know the women were going crazy over you out there.
They smashed?
You something?
I'm not gonna say.
No, I didn't do nothing.
But the women were going crazy, so.
They were?
Yeah. They were.
But they had like a
phone
party. It was crazy. It was pretty wild out there. I had a really nice time.
I bet.
Do you wear condoms when you go to them kind of places?
Yeah, let me tell you something. I wear a condom to sleep when I go to them kind of places. I don't trust the women in my dreams in that country, okay? So, I got the condoms now.
You always get linked to random people, like Carly Red. That was the latest one. They said you were dating Carly Red from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
When you saw her in Top 5, you was like, I got to get me some of that.
You know, man, we host a party, and the next thing they're saying, we go together. I'm like, where'd they get these things from?
I don't know. I didn't make it up. I'm just saying, I saw this. She said it wasn't you.
They said
she was homeless.
No, they said she was dating. She was homeless dating a Z-list comic.
Damn.
I'm like, don't get any lower than that, man.
No, that's the last letter in the alphabet.
It is. I'm like,
but you have been doing some weird things. Like, first of all, how are you going in on A-Town?
You know what?
He was trying to roast A-Town.
Listen, man. I don't care, you know. Here's my thing, right? It all started. I had this jacket, and I wore this jacket one time, and
you
a week later,
jacket?
No, I had this jacket on. A week later, I looked on social media, and this guy is wearing the same jacket. I'm like, where? Why?
He getting $5,000 a show plus his monthly check.
You guys shop at the same place.
I said, you know, I'm burning my shirt. I haven't worn that jacket since. So then, then he replied back. He said, and that's how he talk. He got like shark teeth. They have really bad dental plan. What's up with the Barack Obama plan? They don't help the special kids?
I don't know if the special ed sensations that's get it. I don't know.
So he's like, he came back. He came back at me and said, well, the reason why you had that jacket on because your son, because you Michael Black's son. I said, all right, you're going to get it.
He said you were his son.
Yeah, he said I was his son.
Okay.
So I just went on to him and his partner.
Snacks.
I said he looked more like a full meal.
Did people give you flack like, hey, man, you can't be picking on the slow kids?
Yeah, right? I pick on everybody. I don't care.
He picked on Welvin.
Welvin, hey.
Welvin get $5,000 a show, too.
Yeah, Welvin. But Welvin, damn, what am I doing wrong? I know I'm cuter than Welvin. Please, what? Welvin looked like he and his dental got a restraining order on each other. He and his dentist. I mean, Welvin just looked a hot mess.
Did you guys see that girl that was kissing him on the mouth and now she's embarrassed? The video is out everywhere.
She should be embarrassed.
Begging people to take it down. Please take this down.
I can't. No. He getting kisses. I can't get nothing, man. I got it.
Do you feel like we laughing at these people or should we be applauding?
But you know, now, honestly, I'm happy for them.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's nothing like special people finally getting right. No, I don't mean it like that. That's what makes America so great is that you could be popular in whatever you are, whatever you do. And it's good for those special kids. Now other special kids don't feel special.
But don't it kind of bother you because you're a talented comedian and you've been out here grinding all these years. And
this
now,
guy come out of nowhere and
you
say,
and him might walk in the room. Everybody's like, oh, A-Town. You be like, you mother suckers, I've been out here.
I'm not a hater. I know you are. You just
yes. I don't like.
He said, I know you are.
I don't hate.
But they're doing something.
I just feel happy for the nine other special. I want everybody to feel special. Like I came from another country.
Yeah.
People made fun of me when I first came to America. They still do. I mean, you go on social media, they kill me all the time. Mm-hmm. But I made it happen for the Africans. Let these guys make it happen for the special people. Let everybody, you do it for the, you know, the people that bleach their skin. Everybody, you know, everybody feel good about themselves.
I feel like people laughing at them though, not with them. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I think they've passed that. Now they're just happy for them with a mixture of sorry for them with a mixture of glad you made it. Just, you know.
But what happens when this all wears off now? Now I'm not.
They go back to being special and getting their monthly check.
Their monthly check.
That's all.
It's not nice.
My goodness.
Nah, I think as long as they got to reinvent themselves every time. You can't just keep, you know, got him. Now he got to do other things. He got to go. Figure something else
out. I don't know about that one, buddy.
Well, now he's kissing girls. That's probably nice.
Yeah.
Try to see who could kiss. You know?
I do use him as an example, though, because I'd be like, if they getting $5,000 a show, I don't want to hear nobody complain about not being able to get no money in America.
Exactly.
You can figure it out.
My goodness. Now let's talk about what Akon did for Africa.
I'm very proud of Akon. Akon, you know, he's 600 million people. I can barely put light bill in my house, you know. So congratulations to Akon. He's doing his thing. You know, but Akon's from, you know, he's from Senegal, West Africa, Gambia, Ghana. We all very dark
the
over
synagogue.
There.
Synagogue. I thought that's where the Jewish people worship at.
Senegal.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's my little accent. It's okay, yeah. Man. You know,
I'm sure he knows how to say Senegal properly.
But the thing with Akon is like, you know, he did all that. I'm so proud of him. But I really think he really put the lights there so you could see his family after 7 p.m. because they're really, they are real dark in that part of Africa, you know. But whatever reason, I'm proud of him. Congratulations.
People were upset that the Caitlyn Jenner story seems to be overshadowing positive things like what Akon is doing.
Yeah, Caitlyn, that's guy. And he said his kids could still call him Pop. What kind of father are you?
I mean, I guess because of the transition. You know, it's hard. Hard to just go from calling somebody Pop for 65 years to Mama.
Or Caitlyn. Call me Caitlyn.
Would you f*** though?
What the heck? Who?
Caitlyn.
No.
She does look better than Bruce.
No, I'm not nothing. No he, bitch. No she. No he, ho. Shim, her, Mr. Miz, Sir, ma'am, or bitch. No, motherfuckers. I'm not no Caitlyn or nothing that used to be anything. But you have to be. I need to see vagina baby pictures before I even. I cannot be. No, no chance.
Vagina baby pictures. God,
what if when you were younger,
damn,
your dad came to you and was like, you know, I think I want to be a woman. You think you still?
I'm like, dad, man, you crazy. Got my face. The village would disown my village would disown you. Get the hell you get your he bitch out of here.
You think America got too much freedom, man? Because like you said your village would disown you. There's certain things you can't do in other countries.
We just can't do that in other countries. I did shows in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is real strict, man. If they caught you doing something like that, they take you to the tallest building and just drop you. That's what I heard. You know.
So what if you did a show and nothing but Caitlyn Jenner showed up? Whole room full of transgender people.
But they have a sense of humor. So, I mean,
as long as they laugh at the jokes. Yes, they do.
They need to, but I don't think they do.
If you get your balls cut off, you could take a joke.
That is a very true statement. Yeah. I agree.
Well, what do you decide to say? Okay, I'm not going to discuss this. Like, do you look at the audience and say, okay, there's too many this type of person?
You know what? Not anymore. I'm not going to. I don't change my act for anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him my show.
You read the audience, though, and you're like...
I do. As a professional and a veteran, you know, you're supposed to read your audience and make adjustments. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to make too much. I'm not going to walk away from what I, you know, what people know me to do.
What kind of crowd is the toughest crowd, you would say?
Toughest in what? I mean, there are some crowd that don't get the jokes.
Right, like
where?
It'd
be more like the Southern. If you go more South, they don't get a lot of the jokes. You know what I mean?
But you're saying we slow? I'm from the South.
I mean, you here now. You've been here for a while. I'm saying that go way deep. Like, some part of Mississippi where I think they're still slaves. They probably don't even know they're free. I saw two niggas like, hey, I said, listen, just follow me 95 North. You're free. Let's go.
So how do you feel about the white rhinos?
Shut up.
What the hell is a white rhinos? I never heard of them.
It's a white rhino that they keep him safe because it's only one left and they want him to mate. It's one male left and they want him to mate with the other white rhinos.
It's in Africa.
You're supposed to know what's going on.
There's only five military guards securing this white rhino.
Seriously?
Yes.
What country?
I forgot. Sudan.
I don't really fuck with Sudan like that.
Damn, Mike. Damn, man. I thought Africa was rep all of Africa, the
we
whole
do.
Continent.
Sudan, I just don't. You know what I'm saying? Let it follow me on Instagram. That's about it. I don't keep up with Sudan. Sudan just got too much going on.
Do you go back to Africa a lot?
I do. It's been a while. Last time I was in Africa, I was actually in Ethiopia last. About 4 years ago, I did a show there.
Gotcha.
It's been a while.
Gotcha.
That's Ethiopia is nice. A lot of beautiful people.
And great food.
I don't like East African food. I'm more of a West African food.
Man, they got East sides and West sides.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That,
East side, West side.
I read a story that you had got robbed in Atlanta.
Semi-robbery, man.
What's a semi-robbery?
I got my shit back before I left out.
Was it with a pistol?
They said they had a pistol. But, you know, I didn't want to take a chance and find out if they really did or not.
Where were you?
In a club. These dudes robbed me in the middle of the club amongst people.
What you mean? Like, give me this.
Inside the club, a popping club.
This is how it happened. So I'm in one section. And dude tapped me like, look, these guys are big fans of yours. Can you come down and take a picture?
Uh-oh.
Next thing you know, I'm getting robbed.
That's crazy.
What did they take from you?
Jewelry. But then somebody I knew somebody and they ended up giving it all back.
You ain't had no cash on you?
I had like $300 in my pocket.
They ain't take that?
They took that. I never got back.
Damn.
It's nice. This cash too? All that in the club?
Right in the club.
That's crazy. So that people could just rob. And then you know the people that know them. Does it make you feel like, man, I want
to... But then later on, later on, somebody that knew the person didn't come out and apologize. Hey, we didn't know it was, but
they didn't know it was you.
They didn't know it was you.
Not that you know it was me. They didn't know that this person knew me.
Okay. So you had a pass.
Why you ain't scream for help though? You're in the middle of the club.
Nah, man. Why? Scream like a bitch ass. Hey, help me, please. These niggas are robbing me now.
Exactly.
These bitches are police. Hello.
Yes.
So what did you do after that? Did you stay in the club or did you?
No. I left after that.
Like, I still got bottles on the table.
Were you disgruntled? Did you feel bad?
It never happened ever. Knock on wood. Like, my biggest fans are, like, thugs.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But, so
like,
they respect
I never have ever had a problem. But these were, like,
some young boys.
Yeah.
Some young boys.
It's all good. I got my stuff back.
Now, you also have a movie that just came out recently, right?
I did my own movie, man. Ty Winner in Hollywood to give me a movie. So I did my own. But I am in a movie that's going to come out in theaters soon with Mike Epps and everybody else. It's called Meet the Blacks. It's like a spoof of The Purge. So look out for that.
Oh, I heard. Yeah. Duvall in that. Duvall, Mike Epps. Yeah.
Duvall, Mike Epps, Gary Owen, Mike Tyson, Charlie Murphy. We all in there.
Do you ever get tired of going on auditions and stuff, man?
Oh, I got tired to my agents. No more auditions. Auditions are culturally biased, man. Like, how you going to take me? I went to audition for African parts I couldn't even get. I'm not. Is a better African than an African?
So they was hiring Americans to be Africans.
Exactly.
Damn.
My whole goal is to eventually end up like Chris Rock and do my own movies and do my own things.
So when you say culturally biased, what do you mean?
I just mean like, you sent me an audition with some blonde haired lady, and you want me to please her with my acting skills.
When you know more,
you don't understand what I could bring to this stage, what I could bring to this screen, the audience that I have, the people that want to see me. She won't understand that. She's looking for a particular type of acting skills, Most of the time, they do auditions because they have to do it, But 99% of the time, they already know who they want. They already have the actors already.
Got you.
So I told my agent, no more. In fact, I'm supposed to do one while I'm here, like tomorrow. I said, I'm not going to be available. I don't want to do no more auditions.
Feel like there's a lot more roles available now? Like, are you getting a lot more? Because they keep on saying that all these movie companies are trying to be more diverse now and a lot more diverse casts. So do you feel like there's a lot more out there?
I mean, if they're going to call me and give them to me, yes, they probably are. I mean, because there's so much more networks. I mean, Netflix is doing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Love Netflix.
A lot. And then, so many more networks. So, yeah, there are a lot more stuff going on.
What if you miss your blessing, man? What if it's that one audition you'd be like, I ain't going on, but that'd be the one that changed everything?
Because I always hear these amazing stories.
I could read a script and be like, the one that won me to audition today, tomorrow is for like a Atlanta rapper. Like, where am I going? I'm going to need to like eat a lot of corn. No, I can't.
Eat a lot of what?
Cornbread.
Yeah.
Eat a lot of cornbread.
Hey, shout it, man. Got that. Nah, infinite bean on it. Got that. I can't do that. So I'll be wasting my time and the casting agent's time.
And you've been around for a long time.
I've been around for a while. Show me some respect.
People should know what you do by
right,
now.
Know what I do.
So the move is to do your own movies now.
That's the goal. I mean, don't get it wrong. I'm getting like the Meet the Blacks. I didn't have to audition to that. The producer and the director said, let's get Michael Blackson. Let's get Lil Duval. Let's get that. So there are a few people out there that do have the respect for us. Mm-hmm. They're going to call us and put us in movies.
Right, but you know your competition is the A-Towns and the Welvins now. And all these dudes.
Got him!
All these dudes on Instagram. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, no. You know, they are trying to start. They want to do stand-up. Stand-up is a whole different world. I mean, those guys are trying it out and they're bombing. Because just because you got a 15-second video doesn't mean you're going to go on stage and entertain a bunch of mature audience. Those guys that are watching your videos are those 14, 15-year-old kids online. Mm-hmm. The people that pay $30, $40 are 40-year-old people that work hard for their money. Not mm-hmm. come up here with that, putting a wig on and doing all that retarded stuff. They're not going for that. No disrespect to all my colleagues.
You better say no disrespect to the retarded people.
Not A-Town and Welvin. I didn't mean that. Those are my homies.
Yeah, those are your homies.
No, they're really my homie. A-Town, my homie from Philly. And now I live in L.A., so Welvin is now my homie in L.A., you know. He was in Summer Jam. Like, everywhere he goes, he's kissing everybody in the mouth, man. Giving women gingivitis instantly. Instantly hysterectomy in the mouth.
Now, recently, Kim Kardashian bought Kanye, like, this crazy birthday present, right?
I know, right?
She rented out the Staples Center and had a basketball game. Justin Bieber, John Legend, all those people there. What's the nicest thing anybody's ever done for you for your birthday?
Man, I've never been. I always meet the broke bitches in my life, man. I never. Even on my birthday, they want
to
borrow money.
Damn.
You
know what? I don't recall. I'm trying to think of the nicest thing I ever got mm-hmm. ever from a woman.
This is a shame.
It's a really shame. I just.
That's why you got to date a Kardashian or a Jenner, man. Caitlyn wide open, bro.
Caitlyn. Oh, my goodness.
Caitlyn or Chris.
Caitlyn would probably buy you some nice stuff, though. I'm not going to lie. You know, she got money.
Caitlyn getting $150 in appearance, man.
Who?
Caitlyn Jenner.
To appear where?
No. For talks, to give talks.
To talk. Pete standing up, Michael. He's getting $150 in appearance, man.
Pete, so you, in America, man.
You never got a nice present?
I've never. I remember. Oh, no. You know what? I got a belt.
What kind of belt?
It was a Gucci belt. I got a Gucci belt. My birthday, my last birthday. But I'm talking about, some kid. I want somebody like going. You know what really turned me on?
What?
For my girl to be like, you know what, I'm gonna pay your mortgage this month. That'd be nice.
Hell yeah.
That'll make my nipples hard.
We had Timothy De La Ghetto up here. He's a YouTube sensation. He paid his mama mortgage off YouTube.
Off YouTube, man.
$300,000.
For real.
That just wasn't off YouTube. He invested in the company that they sold.
I know. I just said that. I wanted to piss him off.
You know what? I recently sent my mother to England. She just came back yesterday. I sent her to England.
Really? That's hot.
Yeah. That's nice.
My mom hasn't worked in 10 years, man. Since I
You make money. People don't realize how much money comedians make.
Nah, we do good. I mean, it's like, not everybody. Yeah. You know, you got to keep yourself relevant in comedy world, you know. So, I mean, I'm selling tickets, you know, and that's the most important. If you're not selling, nobody's going to book you.
You at Caroline this weekend?
I'm at Caroline this weekend.
How many shows you got?
Six shows.
Wow. That's
about $80,000 right there.
I pay child support. I'm be saying that crap on you know.
No, that's good because I went to Caroline's a couple of weeks ago, and sometimes comedians don't sell out. They got to close the shade in the back.
Michael going to walk away with at least $70,000 to $80,000 this
And he
weekend.
Puts on a show. He puts on an absolutely positive show. So I'm definitely going this weekend to go check him out.
How? We're going to be in Houston.
He's here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we leave Houston.
Oh, I'm not
Saturday
coming back
morning.
Till Sunday. Okay.
Well, that's you.
You come Sunday night.
Yeah, I can make it Sunday night. You're not there on Thursday?
I'm there Thursday. I'm
okay,
tomorrow.
So good. We could do it tomorrow.
There you go.
All right. Guaranteed.
Best you really pay child support for real?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
But the twin boys. You remember the twins that were here? They got bigger. You got in trouble last time.
What'd I do? I forgot. I don't remember.
They said something about your ball head, and then you said something like your nuts are bald or something.
You said it to the kids? Yes. That's you awful.
Here. I don't think he was there.
Who wasn't? She wasn't here.
I don't think she was here that
day. I met the twin boys.
Oh,
yes,
did?
I was.
You remember when he was going on Charlamagne? And Charlamagne was like, "You're nuts."
Yeah, I didn't remember he said that.
He said your balls are ball or something like that.
Yeah.
It was funny.
I had a huge argument about child support yesterday because some guys.
We took it out of court.
So you agreed on something. So
we agreed on something.
Some guys feel like child support is like the worst thing in the world. When a woman takes you to court.
It is. Child support is for deadbeat dads, not father that want to be in the kid's life. No woman.
Okay.
And, you know, and she originally did go to court, and she did it just because we weren't together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the court thing is a hassle. It takes your time. She got tired of going in and out of there every 2-3 months. I got tired of going, so we decided to take it out of court. She never had to take it to court. I love my kids to death. In fact, I would love to. When they reach that age where they go to court and say where they want to live, you know, and that's why I'm going to take them to court and try to get custody of my kids. I want to be with my kids. My son is 17 now. He's been with me for the past, 10 years? So he's living with me.
Okay.
Why the kids not dark-skinned? They my complexion after bleaching.
Their mom is a ghost.
Oh, got you. Red bone.
Real red. Now, the mother's actually Greek.
She's white.
All he right. said Greek. He well, said she's white.
Greek. She's Greek. She looked like a Kardashian.
Okay.
Without the
They're
money.
Armenian.
That mother.
You sell out. You impregnated.
I
white
sold
woman.
Out, man. I sold out once. And I sell out again.
Well, tell him when they're gonna be. He's gonna be at Caroline's. Tell him to tell
Caroline.
Him.
Oh, okay. We'll be at Caroline's Thursday night at 7:30, Friday 7:30 and 10, Saturday 7:30 and 10, and Sunday at 7:30. You can go to Carolines.com.
Where you get that stuff from? Me, I need to hook
the
me
bleach?
Up.
Yeah.
No, I got you. It's a dermatologist, Dr. Natasha Sandy. But she,
I'll go in there, Wesley Snipes, Levi, Steph Curry.
There you go.
He said your complexion's fine because he don't want other people to do.
Yeah,
what
you
he's
don't
doing.
Have discoloration like.
Oh,
I had.
Okay, is that what it was?
Yeah, you good? You want even tone? See, I'm one even tone now.
What was you before? You just two tones.
I look like Marlon Wayans. I look like a bruised eggplant one time.
They did used to call him like a raccoon and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
What's your name?
Nah, I love being extra dark. In fact, I want to get darker. Is there something that could make me more darker?
Yeah, if you lay out in the sun and with keep some, wearing all black in the summertime in New York.
With some baby oil on.
You get dark.
In the sun.
My goodness. It's the Breakfast Club. Michael Blackson at Caroline's this weekend. Make sure you join them.